Unit 12, pages 146 to 147. Reading. Exercise A.
Happy camping. If you enjoy nature and love adventures, you should camp in the wilderness. Camping is a great way to explore the outdoors, get fresh air, and spend time with family and friends. But if you don't have any experience, your first introduction to camping can be very challenging. So, we have combined together some suggestions for your benefit. 1. Plan for all kinds of weather. Check the weather ahead of your trip so you can pack the proper clothes. Despite the fact that it's not always accurate, checking the weather will give you a good idea of what you are going to deal with. You don't want to have to cancel your trip at the last minute because you were expecting different weather. Don't forget to include the following items when packing for your camping trip. Plenty of spare clothes, warm clothes and blankets, sun protection, bug spray. 2. Pack well. You never know what you really need until you need it. Therefore, it is crucial to be prepared for all situations and pack all the essential things you may need. You can look online for lists of items you may need in various situations. Don't forget to pack a first aid kit. You never know when you may need to treat someone for an insect bite. 3. Choose a campsite. There are quite a few campsites available around your country, but there are some basic things you should find out before choosing a site where to park your tent. What facilities are available? Bathrooms, sinks, showers. Which stores are nearby for food and other essential items, and whether the campsite is safe for children. Examine the grounds around the campsite and look for the nearest rest areas, lakes, and fun things to do in the area as well. 4. Buying a tent. Tents come in many different shapes and sizes, so it is important to buy the one that is right for you. Your tent ought to fit the number of people that are camping, with extra space for your camping equipment. It should be made of a strong material, so it won't break and will protect you in case of showers or cold weather. You don't want to freeze. And most importantly, it should be easy to build, as you are pitching it by hand. 5. Pitching your tent. Seek an area in the woods which is on solid ground with no sharp rocks or stones, so you don't damage your tent. Don't pitch your tent beneath a tree, which can be dangerous in windy weather. Pitch your tent with the back part to the wind, which will secure it the most. And stick your pegs at 45 degrees for the best security. It is a good idea to practice pitching your tent at home. This will ensure that you know how to build it by yourself without having any problems. Camping can be exciting and will definitely create some great memories if you do it right. These suggestions will help you be prepared so that your adventure is a success.